This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
How do you do? Another hour of the DJV program is on tap here. This is Tuesday, the 9th of March. All together we are marching to the future on the DJV program. General Horn here marching hand in hand with Jay Kirshner and Doug Stephan. Victoria, do anybody get an email or anything from the text from Victoria as to how her operation went yesterday? Anybody?
Nope.
Yeah, I texted with her yesterday. She said she's doing well and back home resting.
Good. All right, so that's good. She'll be off during the week. That's the reality. Reality is a big thing. One of the things that we have on top of the agenda, pretty much as usual, even though we're all tired of it, is the status. There are different things happening with the virus, trending items like the vaccination effort itself, which seems to be picking up speed. The new cases in our country rose 1.5% last week. That's the slowest increase since everything began a year ago. This is the year, I mean, this is the week that marks the whole year of this stuff, right? Is it like we've lost a year? Does it feel like that? We have been productive. Jay, you've got a baby in the circumstances. Jennifer, lots of things happening in your career. I think in my circumstance, I feel like the year hasn't been wasted, but I know a lot of people feel like it has, like sort of time stopped, time stood still because you couldn't do anything.
Well, I think in terms of people seeing their family, I think that's the number one thing.
Yeah,
that
with
is,
me it is. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's burning people out. There are people, I was listening to some stories yesterday about people who hadn't hugged their kids in 1 year, and they finally did it this week. And it's like,
I haven't.
Yeah, but, I can't believe that's heartbreaking.
Yeah,
I think it's really sad too. I've told you guys this too. We lost my grandmother this year, and one of the things we were supposed to do was spend Easter together last year when she was feeling good, but we canceled just out of precaution because of COVID, and no one was traveling. And you know, how many people did that? How many people lost their last holiday with someone? Or I don't know. I think there's the cost, the toll in all of this. I don't even know if we've yet to calculate it in our lives.
Well, the numbers, speaking of calculations, last week an average of 2.16 million, I'm looking at the stats here, 2.16 million vaccine doses a day here in our country. Total number of shots, 90.4 million as of yesterday. So who's getting them and who isn't, who's still troubled by this? There are a couple of troubling things. There's a new study showing signs that Pfizer's.
Your boss
Pfizer,
is coming up.
Yeah, it is. That's a little of my boss. And the Pfizer and Moderna COVID shots could be far less effective against the variant that has been found in South Africa. I don't know how far that thing has traveled around. I think there have been examples of it being found here in America in a few places. It's called, the mutation is called E480, do we care what it's called? 484K. Major contributor to the vaccines not working. The percentage of protected antibodies that neutralize the variant has been like 12% less than the situation with the regular virus. So they are now trying to vary the vaccine. So one wonders, here's what I'm wondering out loud. I had my first shot, and I'm wondering if they're going to be able to have the different, the next time I get injected, which is supposed to be the 23rd, they'll modify the vaccine so that they will handle this. That's the question that I have.
Not
I don't have
by
an answer
the time
for
you
it.
Go and get your injection, I don't think.
Well, I wonder if I just wait a little bit until somebody can tell me, this is going to protect you against all of the various problems that could arise. So,
I don't know. I think you might want to just do it as they tell you to do it. But This is a problem I think many of us have with the vaccine, is the push to get it, and then are we going to need, how many booster shots are we going to need? I'm sure that's going to be the situation, is they're going to tell you to get your second shot, and then when they fix it and figure out how they can take on the variants, then you'll be getting another shot, and then are you going to be getting another shot every single year? And I think that's concerning to people, and I think what was also concerning is that the CDC came out with their, you know, their guidelines for people who have been vaccinated. What can you do and what can't you do? And if you listen to it, they, you know, the headline is, well, you can now, you know, roam freely about the cabin when it comes to gatherings. But they're telling you to have gatherings with other vaccinated people.
Yes.
And then if you have a gathering with an unvaccinated person, you can do it on a small scale. But they're still telling you you should do masks, social distance on a large scale. And then they're telling you, no matter who you are and if you've been vaccinated, don't travel. Well, I think a lot of people are getting vaccinated so that they can travel. I think that's one of the reasons you're getting vaccinated is that you want to travel.
Yep.
So what's that about?
Well, it isn't settling well, that's for sure. All these new guidelines, people are looking at them. That's trending, too, I think, Jay, as far as I can see in my various sources here. Here are the things with regard to the vaccine and the virus. Here's another trender. As it does not seem to be effective against the African version of corona, it does seem to neutralize the Brazilian variant. So, okay, how are we supposed to know what we have, right? Isn't that the question? What do we have here, and what are we doing? I don't know. You've got to wait 2 weeks until after you've gotten the second dose for you to be supposedly fully vaccinated. I feel pretty protected now. I've noticed that I don't, again, back to me not knowing, the only person I know in my circle who's had this is you, Jennifer. And that's it. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. That's all. Nobody on the farm has had it. Nobody in my friend circle, my children,
my dad had it. He adds a point.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah. So he fits
into it. And my mom, you kind of know.
Who do I know? Yes, I do. All right. So your family, maybe I'll put it that way, the only ones that I've known.
I told you, I went and gave my blood yesterday to do my antibody test.
Yes.
So
I'm giving blood today, and I'm going to ask them to do the antibody test. I don't know if that's a normal thing.
You should get an order. I don't think it's normal. I think you have to ask for it. But get an order from your doctor while you're there, and they'll test your blood. They just did one vial on me yesterday, and now I wait. And I think it'll be an interesting experiment. I had COVID, never tested positive for it, but had it in July. My parents had it and tested positive for it. So, you know, the question is, how long do your antibodies last? And that initial surge of antibodies is one thing, but how long do you have the T-cell memory? And that's what they're checking out. So I'll share my results once I know.
All right. So AstraZeneca is on the table. A lot of people are buying their stock. The AstraZeneca they've tried to modify theirs. They're not on the market yet with theirs. They're still finishing the testing, but it tackles the variants. So then people are going to say, well, maybe
like
I should wait.
Johnson & Johnson better, because Johnson & Johnson also was tested against the variants. But that's why it has a lower efficacy rate, because they were testing it against all the variants, where Pfizer and Moderna were just tested against one. And that's what people were saying yesterday after the CDC came out, is maybe these vaccines are not 95% effective, like they said. Maybe we have a problem.
There's too many maybes.
You know, obviously, if you're telling people not to travel and still wear a mask, they're concerned about the effectiveness of Pfizer and Moderna.
Mm-hmm. And now, but if you look at the stock market, I was going through the stock market. It's sort of a bubble here. Investors are advised to be cautious about investing in Moderna and Pfizer. But there's a second generation of vaccines that is in the works. So that's what that answers the question about, you know, what are we doing? If you get a second shot, are you going to have more antibodies or more? What is it? Is antibodies, is that what you get in the shot? To keep you from getting, that's what it is, right? The shot's basically antibodies.
Well, it's creating an immune response to create natural antibodies within your body.
Mm-hmm. And now there's the UK variant as well, which has been found in 31. There are 39 water treatment plants in London, And the UK variant has been found in 31 of them in the water.
Yuck.
So, yeah, exactly. So. It could be that there's a little trickery with this. It's amazing what this little cellular thing can sort of think of. You know, the fact that it adapts, that these viruses change, they modify, sometimes the impact of them is magnified. They certainly have multiple times they have changed, mutated. So, wow. It's wow. You know, what the heck? Yeah, let's get on with our lives, please. Hunger bunger. Anybody know what's going on with, just out of curiosity, out of the corner of my eye, I'm thinking about the situation with Tiger Woods. Anybody know anything about where that all is? I know they started an investigation into it, Jennifer, out there. What happened?
Yeah,
what
the is last happening? I heard they had subpoenaed the black box on the car to see if he had fallen asleep. I didn't realize that the black box in the car can read whatever you have. Like if your cell phone's plugged in, it can tell you if you were on a phone call, if you were texting.
Way too much information.
Yeah, that's totally creepy. So they got that, and I don't know what they found so far to complete their investigation. I think he's still in the hospital, though, recovering.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the person who first happened upon him said that he was completely unconscious, and when he came to, he didn't even know that he was driving.
He hadn't remembered
that he had been driving. He had no idea of it.
But there's no sign of alcohol or drugs being used, though, right?
I'm wondering about Ambien.
Right. Yeah. That I don't know if they went through. They haven't talked much about it. At first, they said it wasn't a DUI case, but I don't know if they're looking into that or if they think that there was something else going on, that he fell asleep, that he would lose control on a car going that fast. So I don't know. And I don't know how he could fall asleep, because the reports from all those people who were filming the TV show said that he was agitated and running out of the parking lot. So how do you go from that 2 seconds later to be asleep?
Sleep medicine.
Oh.
And maybe when people did see him, he really wasn't fully mm-hmm. aware.
Yeah.
Congratulations is due to people who are understanding what's going on with their memories. They get a little older and they've gotten themselves on the Prevagen routine. You're on your way to supporting a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Taking Prevagen is the favor that your body will begin to appreciate once you get started on it. Why do you need Prevagen? The question comes. Well, for a lot of years, researchers have known that the human brain loses cells all through our lives, not just as we get older. And the natural process of aging will, and this is kind of startling, actually, when you get to it, ladies, 85,000 brain cells a day go whoop out the window. How about that? That's 1 per second. 31 million brain cells every year go out the window. So Prevagen fixes that or addresses it. I don't think it's going to change the whole thing, but it certainly has been shown to prove, or has been proven to improve, memory and supporting healthy brain functions. Healthy brain function, sharper mind, clearer thinking. That's what Prevagen does. You can find Prevagen pretty much anywhere where you get your supplements. You can find it in the health food store. You can find it online. You can get it at Prevagen.com. Very popular. Prevagen. Prevagen for a healthier brain and a much better life. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the Tuesday DJB program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner combing our way through what's trending. And I think if I turned on the television set one more time and saw Harry and Meghan, you know, they all tout these local phonies on the news. They all say, well, this is local news, first, fast, and factual. And the station I was watching led with the Harry and Meghan interview. Like, it was more important than COVID. It was more important than the illegal immigrants coming into the country. It was more important than what's going to happen to the $1,400 or the stimulus bill. Harry and Meghan are the most important things, apparently. Well, not a Boris, what's his face with the hair? I heard him say that he wasn't commenting on he likes the Queen and that's as far as he's going. So, the British tabloids, however, are all over it, right, Jay? They seem to be up to their usual no good, and so there are, what sort of is coming out 24 hours after this whole thing?
Some specifications, like, for instance, the royal titles and security, how security is tied to the royal titles, but Archie was snubbed. Archie was never snubbed. The security comes with the title, but Archie, the titles come with direct heirs. Kids typically don't get a title until they're 10 years old, and Archie is not a direct heir. He's no longer, he never was a direct heir, I should say.
Yeah, so, Harry, I looked it up yesterday, Jay, because I was listening to them go, well, it's because they're racist, and they didn't want to give him the title because of the color of his skin.
Yeah, it has nothing.
And so I was like, let's see, let's look into that. And they're like, no, the second born is at the Queen's, I guess at her discretion, but because Harry's never going to be prince, they said, why would we make the kids of him? Or because he's never going to be king, why would his kids then need to have the title prince and princess? It wasn't a snub about skin color.
Exactly. And then there's a conversation about, well, they should have been able to ask for beefed up security anyway, and granted that, just because of Meghan getting so many threats and death threats, and Harry when he served in the military, and it's just things like that where in this instance, they shouldn't tie the security to the titles, but go ahead and give them the security. And they weren't getting that, so that's why they wanted to go out, so that they could get their own security, they could do what they needed to do to protect themselves and their family. And then I thought one of the other interesting things, a lot of British viewers have been pointing out online about the amount of medication ads Americans put on TV.
I know.
That was like the bigger conversation than the actual
chat. And that's what pays. Oprah made between $7 and $9 million to do this interview, to license that interview to CBS. So, of course, they're going to have all their big money sponsors in there. And that's all Big Pharma. Okay, so this is, do you want my theory? Because it hit me while I was doing my other show. So I was listening to this. And the reason I started listening to her say that, you know, Megan make the claims that it was all about race, that they were snubbed. And I was like, this just doesn't seem right. So that's when I did my research. And then I started thinking, another issue that they're not talking about much. I mean, everybody knows when you throw out the term racist that it takes down somebody. So if you're mad at somebody and you say that there's racism, you know that the woke police is going to go all over them at that point. Could this be because they're angry with the monarchy? And you know what? They might have some rights. They might have a right to be angry, but is this one way to kind of get back at them? And then I started thinking, you know, the rumor is that Harry is not even Prince Charles's kid. The rumor is that Diana, and believe me, she deserved to have a relationship outside of her marriage because Prince Charles was with Camilla the entire time they were married. But the rumor is Diana was with a guy named James Hewitt, and that is actually Harry's father. And so I was thinking to myself, maybe, just maybe, they decided not to give the titles out so freely because they're worried about the royal bloodline, not about the skin color of the baby. I don't know about that. I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
There's Jen's theory.
Have you looked at him? Google James Hewitt and Prince Harry, and you'll be able to see the similarities. It's pretty crazy. All right, the DJV show continues at 28 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story on Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Santa Clarita, California City Council is set to discuss a vote of no confidence for Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon during Tuesday's City Council meeting. City Council members are set to discuss the special directive set forth by Gascon and take action as deemed appropriate. Desiree Anderade tells Fox News her disbelief.
And it's coming from a man that truly does not care about us victims and is totally pro-criminals at this point.
Desiree's son was beaten to death by supposed friends. The discussion comes after the City Council's public safety meeting called for the City Council to take up a vote of no confidence with Gascon's special directives favoring criminals over victims. And on a follow-up, the illegal immigrants who were involved in a fatal California highway crash last week near El Centro, California, reportedly paid up to $10,000 each to be smuggled across the U.S.-Mexico border. The 25 immigrants were jammed into a single SUV that crashed into a semi-truck. 13 were killed. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The Republican National Committee has replied to a cease and desist letter from President Trump that demanded that the RNC and other GOP campaign committees stop using his name and likeness in their fundraising materials. RNC lawyer Justin Reamer told Trump's lawyer that it has every right to refer to public figures as it engages core First Amendment-protected political speeches. A college football coach says he did nothing wrong, yet he still parted ways from his new job. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
At the University of Kansas, and head football coach Les Miles have agreed to part ways. The move comes following the release of a report alleging inappropriate conduct towards female students during his time at LSU. In a Monday evening statement, Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long said he was disappointed for the school and everyone involved with the football program. The report released last week detailed an investigation conducted at LSU in 2013, accusing Miles of inappropriate behavior with female students. Miles has denied any inappropriate relations with the students, saying he was mentoring young women at the school.
Les Miles began his career with Oklahoma State Cowboys, where he coached from 2001 to 2004. Following that, he coached LSU from 2005 to 2016. He was at Kansas since 2019. Former First Lady Michelle Obama will be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame this year. The National Women's Hall of Fame named Obama as one of the members of its class of 2021, set to be inducted on October 2nd. The organization celebrated Obama as one of the most influential and iconic women of the 21st century. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After the hour here on the Tuesday, March 9th. We have one full week under our belt already in March. A nice weather here on the East Coast. I don't know. Jennifer was saying it was colder in Los Angeles than it is going to be here. Weather, let's see. We have,
we're on storm watch.
Yeah. Right, exactly. It's the same old stuff. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It means when it rains, anyway, we go on storm watch.
Yes. And does that make people tick? Does that make you? It makes me ticked. It doesn't make me tick. Just listening to all of this stuff. Every once in a while I flip into the news during a commercial break sometimes on a show that I'm watching. Like last night, watching Debris during the commercials, I go back to the 10 o'clock news, the local 10 o'clock news, and it's all kinds of flighty foolishness that doesn't add to anybody's day, frankly. Oh, when can we get our kids back in school? That sort of thing. I mean, anyway, speaking of Debris, how many people watched Debris with my pal Jonathan Tucker as the lead, Brian? It was a mixed bag of eerie stuff. He shoots himself. Well, I shouldn't give it away. But, well, yes, I should. Because, no. He's,
spoiler. He, no. He's, it's not enough time has passed for a spoiler alert.
Yeah, people use their DVR. Come on.
Oh, they do. So I can't. Okay.
You have to give 24 hours at least.
Really? All right. So that means instead of having Tucker on.
Because Yeah, because I mean, I wanted to watch last night, but I've got to go to bed.
Right, I get it. So,
this face well,
I wasn't smart enough to go to bed. Anyway, there are all kinds of twists and turns in the second. For those of you who haven't seen it, maybe you've DVR'd it. Tucker normally is going to join us the day after. I can't tell sometimes whether he is or he isn't because he's shooting. They shoot around the clock. This is one of those tough shows that has so much going on in the daytime and at night. And sometimes they just keep going. So we'll see how that piece fits together. Meanwhile, Jay, you have a lot of, you've posted the interview that we're doing. What else are you posting on the various means that we use? And I think there's some stuff of ours that's posted on theirs. How does that all work? Give us a thumbnail sketch.
Yeah, we have audiograms posted on our socials at TJV Show to hear what you missed in the very first interview before the episode even aired, and then last week, mm-hmm. the interview. And, I mean, this is something that's going to keep happening each week. It's awesome.
Right.
It's a great show.
As long as it goes on. Yeah, it is a good show. It has lots of different elements in it. But mostly I just chuckle at Tucker knowing him as well as I do. some of what's him is actually in this character. And I haven't seen that. That MMA thing that's being played all over Netflix is very violent. Vile and violent. I think there are 23 or 43 episodes of this thing. A lot of people are talking about that. It's a whole different gig for him. He's done a lot of different parts over his career. He's been at it for 30 years and he started as a 6 or 7 year old ballet performer. And that's what he thought he wanted to do until, you know, there was some other, he did a local commercial and all that stuff. Well, I'll save that for him. I want to talk about happiness. The survey that's out about how one becomes happy or stays happy, one would not be surprised to hear or to know that our happiness quotient usually comes most from our relationships in our family, our friends, getting out in nature, that kind of stuff. It's not about money. You don't have to make a lot of money. A lot of people who don't make a lot of money are very happy. And this sort of flies in the face a little bit. Maybe we can dance around this a little because there are so many people who are focused on what kind of government money they're going to get and, you know, unemployment, that kind of stuff. Maybe these are two things. Maybe these are apples and oranges. Maybe not. People in communities where there isn't much cash, some poor southern states and southern communities are more contented even than those who live in rich societies, according to this survey. Dr. Sarah Minaro was a postdoctoral research fellow with the Institute of Environmental Sciences and Technology in Barcelona. Did the study, and they came out with the following statement. With increasing monetization, we find the social and economic factors commonly recognized in industrial countries play a bigger role. Our findings suggest monetization, especially in its early stages, may actually be detrimental to happiness. I remember my father saying once, because my father grew up as an orphan and didn't have much of anything, lived in a tenement in South Boston with, there were 11 people in the house, from his grandmother to his cousins, they never had anything much. And I remember when he started making decent money, $300,000-$400,000 a year, he said to me, I've had it with and without, and I'll take it with, thank you. But he didn't really find real happiness in his life either. He had a different social strata than what he grew up around because he had a little bit of money. I don't ever think it was that important to him. I don't know that the circles that I travel in are from the upper echelons to the lower echelons, and that's only financial. I mean, the people that I work around the farm with are people that I love and love spending time with. They're company is great, and I have, you know, people like the folks on the show, Jennifer, you and Jay and Victoria. I honestly love you, and I love being here, and I think it sounds that way, don't you? I mean, that kind of comes across for people who want to hear something that sounds not like happy talk, because there's plenty of that.
It's not gonna work if we don't love each other. I believe that. Because, you know, with so many people, we don't always agree on everything, but you have to have that base level of respect and love for people. And I don't know. And who would want to get up this early if we didn't enjoy hanging out?
That is the truth.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Although now we find ourselves airing all times of the day. There are people taking it as if we're going to replace.
Yeah, but here's the dirty secret. We can tell them I'm clutching coffee to my chest right now, so that's what time it is.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's fine. Well,
promise I will give that secret away anytime.
The issues of the day are the same pretty much through the day, unless there's something that comes that falls apart during the course of the day. But pretty much what we do here when we're doing this, it does apply to the day, and that's why it works in many different scenarios. Speaking of what works, here's something that will make people happy. Stocks are rallying because of the stimulus package. Wall Street yesterday was in rally mode. I was talking about this a little bit in the last half hour. Tech stocks and the stocks that follow the Moderna and all the vaccines, that sort of thing. The Dow rose more than 300 points yesterday, about 1%. The passage of the relief package seems to have bolstered what people are thinking or feeling about the economy. The S&P fell, though, just a little bit, not a lot. There was a sell-off in tech, dragging the NASDAQ down. In fact, Apple and Microsoft and Salesforce and Intel were among the few Dow stocks that were in the red. Tesla was down 6%. I wonder why. Why would Tesla be down? Are people just finally figuring out that the car is a bucket of bolts? Because that's kind of what it is.
Those are fighting words for Tesla people.
Well, but they are. They're cheaply made. All you have to do is lean up against the door, and the door, it doesn't crush, but you can push it in with your hand. There's no strength. There's no what they call tensile strength to the car. And maybe that's true of all of those, the new cars. I don't know. The car I'm driving is a couple of years old, and it's pretty much the same as the last 10 years of this particular model of Range Rover. So it seems to be about the same to me. I know most of the time I drive a 20-year-old pickup truck. People get out. It has big bumpers on both ends, so I have to worry about what gets in my way. At any rate, and the auto stocks are pretty good. Everybody's buying a car. How many people in your circle, Jay and or Jennifer, have bought a new car in the last few months?
In the last few months, I don't know about any.
Yeah. Really? Huh.
No.
Because the car business
A lot
is
of people
fabulous.
In my circle right now are still uncertain, and I'm really happy for the stock market bouncing up, but I'm not happy for our long-term prospects because this $1.9 trillion, coupled with all the other COVID relief that look, it's a double-edged sword. I understand when the government shuts you down, we have to bail people out. But where is this money really going?
Well, that's the
point. I think this. I mean, that comes back to hurt us. The inflation on this stuff is going to be ridiculous. And I don't know if you guys caught this, and I don't know why no one is saying anything, but they changed the stipulation. So in the Senate, they lowered the amount of money that you had to make to get the stimulus, or they raised it, actually. That makes more sense.
We'll explain.
They made a higher... They made it a higher bar. I think it's somewhere around 80,000, but it was lower. So that was higher than it was initially in the House bill. So they're giving money relief to less people in the Senate bill, yet the price tag didn't change. It's still $1.9 trillion. If you want proof that this is not going to help the people, and using air quotes there, that it's helping special interests and states dig out of their trouble.
Farmers are still not getting. Farmers are supposed to be part of the priority here, and they haven't been.
If you make it harder for people to get a check with this stimulus, and they did that in the Senate, then why isn't the price tag coming down? And the answer is that those checks that they're handing out are just payoffs so that we don't question what's really in the bill and what's really being spent.
Well, you can look. You don't have to be a genius to look around. One of the things that people are talking about with regard to all this are student loans. The student loan borrowers. How many have received forgiveness through the government repayment plan? Apparently that was promised, but not delivered upon. I mean, I don't know that this whole business about student loans is a real can of worms anyway. There were promises. Remember when Biden was running and a couple of the other candidates, Elizabeth Warren, and said, we got to pay off all these loans. Yeah. Do you know how much further in the hole that would have put us if, in fact, that was reality? Biden said nothing to it, but
that's not over yet. He said nothing to it now. It's that and many other things that they couldn't make in
18%, ladies, of the 45 million student loan borrowers now are in default. 18%. And
I think that coupled
billions.
With all the people who are going to be in default on their home loans, I mean, there are a lot of people. We are not seeing it yet.
Shocking.
Know I keep saying that over and over again. But when they lift the moratorium on evictions and when people have to pony up money for their home loans and for their rent, it's going to be a mess. I think, I hope not, but it feels that way. It feels that way, at least where I live, that people are using that default to try to avoid the problems financially that they're in now, but that comes back to haunt you.
You know, speaking about where you live, what I find really disgusting, an overview has been provided by an objective third party. It has nothing to do with the LA Times or any of the news media out there. The senior citizens in California that are ending up on the streets while politicians are fighting for illegals.
Yep.
How do you square that with your constituents? That's a question.
Well, that's why I think you see the recall with Gavin Newsom. I think that's just one of the problems. Yes, it was the recall was exacerbated by or accelerated by his failures during COVID. But there are so many stupid things in this state where people who pay their taxes and who live their whole life here and pay into the system here are either having to leave the state or they're ending up, worse yet, on the streets because they can't afford to be here.
But
and yet we're
that
giving criminals checks in prison and we're giving, we're letting illegals come into the country.
How does that make any sense? Why and why is this being done? These seniors, I saw a picture of a grandmother who looked maybe in her late 70s. Huddled on the street, and it's
appalling. And many of them have RVs. This is something that people don't talk about. This is kind of getting into the weeds in California. But in Southern California, one of the new classes of homelessness is people who have RVs or big trucks that they live in them. And they park around on city streets trying
all over Venice.
I mean, the valley, they're everywhere. And they're just trying to live. And a lot of times, those are the senior citizens where they've lost their house and all they have left is like a trailer. And so they park all over and the trash goes everywhere. And it's a mess.
Yeah. All right. Well, we can't fix everything, but we can talk about it and make people aware of it. Here's something else that I would like to make you aware of. As you listen to me do this, I try to do it a couple of times a day. There. Here, it's a squirt. From Clear. I'm squirting. I'm a squirt taking a squirt. From Clear. X-L-E-A-R. The only natural sinus care system that will hydrate your nose, your system, get rid of the bacteria, the viruses. I think this is one of the reasons that I am healthy, too, because this is bolstering my immune system, getting all the stuff out or keeping it out, because I do think that Navage is a good way to clean your system out when you get up in the morning and then take this with you. These clear bottles, little plastic bottle, and stick right up your nose, take a little shot of it, and then for the next couple of hours, you're as free and clear as you can possibly be. Moisturizing the upper airway. So Clear, use it to block bacteria and viruses like the flu and the COVID-2. It's all been proven scientifically. And speaking of that, studies show that nasal sprays can help prevent flus and illnesses. Doctors, nurses, a lot of public health professionals are petitioning the CDC to issue guidance calling on all Americans to use these nasal sprays as another tool in the COVID pandemic. Doctors are using them in treating COVID patients. So if you want to help get the CDC approval for this, this is a really strong way for you to help yourself and your family. You can visit their website at clear.com, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com, and you can sign the petition. That's X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Look for the green tab on the right side of the screen. Click on it and sign the petition to be clear.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. We have some really interesting news from outer space, from the International Space Station, that has a technological twist to it, which we'll get to right after this important message.
Two chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so there's a troublesome air leak on the space station. I don't know how many of you heard this may finally get a fix. A small but persistent leak led the crew on quite a chase. They're trying to trace the culprit, and the Russians are the ones at fault. The Russian cosmonauts pulled out a drill, the service module that was built in Russia called the Zvezda. Is needing repairs. This is a minor leak, however. It doesn't cause... it's a couple of tiny cracks in the transfer chamber that have developed because this thing was made cheaply. And so, you know, all the people involved in the International Space Station, all the countries, they contributed different parts to it. I don't know why we would be surprised that the Russian ingredient here lacks lacks proper, whether it's an inspection or just preparation. Anyway, so the cosmonaut is going to complete the repair using a sealing paste. And all I can think of is the guy who saws the boat in half on that infomercial. You know what I'm talking about? You saw the, he saws the boat in half and he puts it back together and do whatever this plastic fix stuff is. There you go. How'd you like to be 245 miles out in space and have somebody get out a tube of that to fix a leak? Yeah. Congratulations. All right, what else have we got going on here? SpaceX's Starship testing has been ending with some, I think there were three or four explosions. Let's get that story.
The Geek Out.
If you enjoy watching things explode, you should definitely be watching the test flights of SpaceX's Starships. Last week, the SN10 was the third test ship that ended up in a fiery conflagration in the last few months. The two previous ships, the SN8 and 9, both bonked their landing and exploded. Now remember, these land on their end like placing a pencil on its eraser, but the SN10 actually finished the landing. Mostly, it was kind of leaning and there was a small fire, but then it sat there for almost 10 minutes when it suddenly went kaboom! Now these tests are for the rockets, which are intended to take man to Mars. We don't know when the SN11 is going to test, so we've posted lots of videos of the explosion over at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All right, Google is committing $25 million in grants to nonprofits addressing economic inequities faced by women and girls. The next Google.org Impact Challenge. It's a way for Google to give money and support to nonprofits with ideas for working out problems, solving problems. There have been some of these things in the past that have covered topics like artificial intelligence, climate change, that sort of thing. So women and men remain on unequal footing, according to the folks at Google. And so this is and it's been, I guess, some people say, and I think there's probably some truth to it, situation worsened in the wake of COVID. They've got a charitable wing at Google, and the stats are pretty much, you know, what do they say about liars figure, figures don't lie. 5.5 million jobs have been lost for women, more than for men. So Google is going to try to empower women somewhat. There's a blast that's come from a quasar that's so far away, it took 13 billion years to arrive, this distant radio blast. This is the by far most distant one ever known. The signals detected by scientists coming from a time when the universe was 780 million years old. Think about that. There are a lot of quasars that have been found in the past, but nothing like this. Now that is pretty, there's something to sober you up, right? 59 past.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.